And while American conservatives by and large support Israel, a different group in Washington voiced their discontent. Hundreds of protesters marching in support of Palestinians sat down yesterday in the rotunda of a congressional office building, chanting and singing. Jewish Voice for Peace organized the event. Earlier in the day, thousands gathered on the National Mall.
A core thing about Judaism is questioning things. And so if we don't question what we're doing in Israel, then we're just turning a blind eye to everything.
Hal Barnett is 23 and a student at City College in New York. The march to the rotunda was led by a group of rabbis and young people carrying a large banner that read, "Our blood is the same color." David Sperber is 79 and traveled from Rochester, New York.
I've been to Gaza as part of a humanitarian medical delegation, and I saw up close and personal what Israel has been doing to Gaza for the last 16 years. You know, I took an oath as a medical doctor to support health and life. And so I'm out here doing this as a doctor, as a Jewish person.
29-year-old Yasmin Batniji says the march helped her take her mind off her family, who's been unreachable in Gaza for days.
The best thing that I can do right now is just being in the streets, and that's the only way that I think I can show up for my people and show up for what's right.
39-year-old Alaa Wafa says women like her who wear the hijab are very visible in the U.S., and in recent days she has felt less safe.
I worry about my child's safety and my family's safety. I worry about the safety also of our Jewish American friends who are also facing anti-Semitism.
She says her Palestinian grandmother is heartbroken by the current violence, but her own feelings are mixed.
I think people just need to remember the humanity of society and stop doing the othering, divisive rhetoric and things like that. And so I truly believe this, that we're all one human family.